Did you know that you can listen to our 24/7 talk and music stations using Amazon Echo? All you have to do is say, Alexa, play Lutheran Public Radio.
Lutheran Public Radio.
Or, Alexa, play Lutheran Talk Radio.
Lutheran Talk Radio.
Own thing, you know, there's this recognition that unrighteous mammon...
Lutheran music, Lutheran talk, anytime, day or night, on Amazon Echo.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, June the 30th. We're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a game we like to play with our listeners where we play four sound bites. And after you have listened to them, you pick up the phone and give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, to vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Want to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, who you are, and where you're listening. 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll get those emails right here in the studio in real time. You can send us a tweet at @IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to do so, facebook.com/IssuesETC. And the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, a regular guest from the Ruth Institute, talking about birth certificates and the sexual revolution.
I've been saying for a long time that creating a genderless marriage institution would have to break down the connection between parenthood and biology. Once you break down the connection between marriage and biology and parenthood, then the next thing to go is that there is no legally recognized right for any human being to actually know their accurate birth records. What the whole gay legal establishment has done is to compound one injustice with another injustice. So not only are some adoptees not going to know who they are, but the children of gay and lesbian couples are not going to know who they are. So what the state is really saying here is that no one really has a right to know who they are. If you can take that away from anyone, you can take it away from anyone. It's not a real right if it can be taken away from somebody, you know. Your parents are whoever we say they are, and the fact that you want to know where you got your freckles and you want to know where you got your sense of humor, or you want to know your whole extended family on one side, too bad. Too bad. That doesn't count. All of those children just got thrown under the bus here. I think an important legal area for pro-family advocates is to, at the very least, advocate for an accurate birth record so that at least the child can at one time eventually know who they are.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on birth certificates and the sexual revolution. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, it needs your votes. 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter @IssuesETC. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Peter Bender. We were talking about St. Peter and St. Paul, remembered yesterday, I believe, by the church. Here is how he thinks we best remember them.
I think we should see first in them something of our own sin. And if the Lord could save Peter, who denied his Lord three times, then he can save you. If the Lord can save that one who confessed to be the chief of sinners because he persecuted the very church of God and Christ himself, consenting to the martyrdom of his saints, then he can save you. And secondly, Paul said in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But it's all of Christ. It's all of his grace. It's all because of his forgiveness. It's all because of his mercy. For apart from him, we can do nothing. He is the vine. We are the branches. And that's how I think we should think about St. Peter and St. Paul, and indeed all of the saints.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender, how to remember Saints Peter and Paul. If you'd like to vote for it, you can vote for it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send your vote to us via Twitter at issuesetc or email talkback@issuesetc.org, or just give us a call. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Peter Scare, describing the church's silence on marriage and the consequences.
But as I was growing up, how often did I hear marriage preached about in any substantial way? Not often, and that's probably due to the divorce culture that made us probably quiet about teaching what marriage is and why it matters. And we had the sexual promiscuity and all the kind of things of the sexual revolution. And I think the other thing is, you know, when it comes to homosexuality, and that's still not the gay marriage issue exactly, but if anything, I think we didn't want to think about it. So I remember sermons where maybe it was listed kind of in a among other sins in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, but even then, it wasn't talked about. Like, why is this a problem? Not only has the assault been great, but we never put on the armor of Christ when it came to this matter. That, you know, we discussed, why does it matter? So the question has never been framed. And as I look at it now, I still see many clergy who are still faithful have still not yet learned to articulate or do not want to articulate the truths of this. I think in some ways they think if they just quote unquote preach the gospel, whatever they might mean by that, then they will be safe from the oncoming onslaught. And I think that's a fool's game, but also I think it's theologically they're not really thinking through why these things matter.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Peter Scare on the church's silence regarding marriage past and present. If you'd like to vote for that one to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, give us a call on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote for one of those soundbites at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because soundbite number four is ahead, and right after we play it, we'll take a break and give you an opportunity to call, email, send a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for one of them. Soundbite number four this week comes from Pastor Paul McCain, answering the question why the Lutheran confessions, and in particular the Augsburg Confession, doesn't include every Christian doctrine.
Sometimes liberal Lutherans, particularly in the last century, in the conflicts over the doctrine of Scripture, always like to say, well, the Book of Concord doesn't say that the Bible is inspired anywhere, therefore we don't have to. Well, again, the Book of Concord, or in this case specifically the Augsburg Confession, is not going to cover every single teaching of the Church. It didn't have to talk about that because everybody, both Catholics and Lutherans and all Protestants, understood that the Bible is the Word of God. Now you could say the Roman Church added to that the authority of tradition, which is true, but nobody was arguing about whether or not the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit and is actually the Word of God. It would have been silly to include an article stating the obvious.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain on why the Lutheran confessions don't include every Christian doctrine. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, and this break is a great time to vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
I've got some friends down in Houston.
Join Mark and Molly Hemingway, Brian Wolfmiller, Rod Dreher, Jennifer Roback Morse, Scott Murray, and me for the 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th in Houston, Texas. Registration is $120. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston.
And they won't ask me questions.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Stuck in traffic? Waiting in a line at the grocery store? Do better than scrolling through pictures of your aunt's chai latte and your friend's distraught statuses regarding the baseball game on Facebook. Download the digital version of The Lutheran Witness and get your theological fix instead. Not a subscriber? Visit cph.org/trylutheranwitness for special offer, $6.99 for 6 issues. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
We want to hear from you in the next 10 minutes, live on this Friday afternoon, the 30th of June, here on Issues Etc., playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and we're awaiting your votes for one of the 4 soundbites we have played for you. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number 1, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, birth certificates and the sexual revolution? Soundbite number 2, Pastor Peter Bender on how to remember Saints Peter and Paul. Soundbite number 3, Dr. Peter Scare on the church's silence regarding marriage. Or soundbite number 4, Pastor Paul McCain on why the Lutheran confessions don't include every Christian doctrine. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Let's go first to Kansas, where Stan is on the line. Hi, Stan.
Good afternoon. I am voting for Dr. Peter Scare's soundbite because, quite frankly, as a Lutheran pastor, he is challenging me to get out of my comfort zone and to do a better job of articulating why these things matter. It can be a rather intimidating thing to address the areas that are assaulting marriage, you know, divorce, cohabitation, homosexuality, and so forth, directly from the pulpit, knowing full well that those areas of sin have touched virtually every member, either direct or indirectly, in my parishes. And there's plenty of shame and anger and pride. But it also underscores the need for those same people to hear the promises of Jesus and the forgiveness that he offers through the word and sacrament from their pastor.
Stan, thank you very much for listening in Kansas. Thanks for your faithful service out there on the front lines of the church. That was almost a soundbite in and of itself. Thanks for your vote for soundbite number 3, Dr. Peter Scare on the church's silence regarding marriage. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Matt listens in Michigan. He's voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Paul McCain, on why the Lutheran confessions don't include every doctrine. He says number 4 was spot on. But he's voting for soundbite number 3, Dr. David Scare. Soundbite because of the eternal truth it contains that sinners need to hear. Matt in Michigan, thank you very much. Mark listens in Appleton, Wisconsin. He is voting for soundbite number 1, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, on birth certificates and the sexual revolution. He says removing the biological parents from birth certificates creates risks for not knowing family medical history and a high risk for incestuousness for future generations. Mark, thank you very much for listening in Appleton, Wisconsin. The winner this week is Dr. Peter Scare, The Church's Silence on Marriage.
But as I was growing up, how often did I hear marriage preached about in any substantial way? Not often, and that's probably due to the divorce culture that made us probably quiet about teaching what marriage is and why it matters. And we had the sexual promiscuity and all the kind of things of the sexual revolution. And I think the other thing is, you know, when it comes to homosexuality, and that's still not the gay marriage issue exactly, but if anything, I think we didn't want to think about it. So I remember sermons where maybe it was listed kind of among other sins in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, but even then, it wasn't talked about. Like, why is this a problem? Not only has the assault been great, but we never put on the armor of Christ when it came to this matter that, you know, we discussed why does it matter. So the question has never been framed. And as I look at it now, I still see many clergy who are still faithful have still not yet learned to articulate or do not want to articulate the truths of this. I think in some ways they think if they just quote unquote preach the gospel, whatever they might mean by that, then they will be safe from the oncoming onslaught. And I think that's a fool's game. But also, I think it's theologically they're not really thinking through why these things matter.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number 3, Dr. Peter Scare on the Church's Silence on Marriage. The LPR bundle package goes to Stan in Kansas. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, you'll get the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted as well. Are you in the market for a car loan, a home loan, or a college tuition loan? Check out the Lutheran Federal Credit Union at LutheranFCU.org, serving the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod community, the Lutheran Federal Credit Union, LutheranFCU.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to discuss the French Revolution versus the American Revolution with Dr. Brad Berzer of Hillsdale College. How are these two revolutions different from one another? They're often lumped together in the history books, the American first and the French second, but they're actually, both ideologically and in their method and in their results, radically, radically different. We'll talk about it next week on Issues Etc. We'll also look forward to Sunday morning with Dr. Carl Fakencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and we'll talk with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller about Martin Luther's morning prayer. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Are you tired of working nights, weekends, and odd hours trying to cover your bases at home just to make ends meet? At the Cleaning Authority, we call that the multi-job shuffle, and we want to end that for you right now. We'll train you in our proven, efficient cleaning methods, and you'll be partnered to work in pre-qualified homes. Call 314-416-8117 and walk away from the multi-job shuffle with a future in our St. Louis office, 314-416-8117.